So getting that next generation of trials, first what we'll do is we'll see, does our model validate? Does 3-year disease-free survival predict for 5-year overall survival? I believe it may not.
Hmm.
And the reason is that patients now live longer after they recur.
Right.
In the patients in our data set, they lived approximately 1 year after they recurred. In the modern trials, as Amory presented yesterday, in Mosaic, patients are living 2 years after they recur. So what that says to me is that I'm expecting that 3-year disease-free survival, if you look at comparing 3-year disease-free to 5-year overall survival, well, half of the people who've recurred at year 3 will still be alive at year 5. So I think, consistent with what Amory showed yesterday, 6-year overall survival or 7-year overall survival may now be the relevant endpoint for overall survival, because 5 years is not long-term anymore in colon cancer.
Interesting. It might be worthwhile, too, as we go through this conversation about endpoints, to refer back to Mosaic, because I think that the stepwise reporting of those data where the FDA approval came in really makes the point about how this whole thing works. And maybe this would be a good time to just sort of review that and sort of the history of the Mosaic, because it seems to me like the Mosaic trial has been the one that's carried this concept forward the most.
It is. The Mosaic trial was the first to propose 3-year disease-free survival as its formal endpoint. And it really did that for two reasons. One was Amory's belief that 3-year disease-free survival would correlate to 5-year overall survival. But the other important element, and this has been considered by the FDA, is that disease-free survival in general is an endpoint that demonstrates clinical benefit in and of its own right, regardless of its correlation with OS, that there is a clinical benefit to patients to improve disease-free survival.
It's interesting, too, because maybe I throw in also the patient survey that we reported at this meeting that was mentioned in the Mosaic discussion yesterday, because, you know, it was this sort of survey thing and how much benefit you would want. And the older breast cancer surveys that we patterned this after actually asked patients about survival, you know, if you had a 1% improvement in survival. But what we put to them was recurrence, because we felt like a patient could relate more to having recurrent disease. And this kind of goes back. I remember breast cancer, they were arguing about this in the late 80s, before PETO did the meta-analysis. Is avoidance of recurrence in and of itself a reasonable endpoint from a clinical or human point of view? Any thoughts about that specific issue?
I honestly wouldn't specifically comment on that. What I can say is what the FDA has said, which is the FDA considered two questions when they met in 2004. The first one was, is disease-free survival and clinical benefit endpoint in and of itself? And the ODAC committee voted that it was. Second, they voted, is disease-free survival a surrogate for overall survival? They voted that it was as well. Though, in reality, from the FDA's terms, the second question is almost irrelevant once they've agreed on the first.
One of the things kind of being outside this that doesn't make too much sense to me is it seems like, you know, when you evaluate the benefit of an intervention, you have to consider the side effects and toxicity. And a lot of this thinking is based on chemotherapy and that it's going to be very toxic. But, I mean, if you can delay relapse with something that's relatively non-toxic, even if it doesn't have an effect on survival, it seemed like it would be something patients and docs would want.
I agree with you in the abstract. We don't have actually a drug that does that yet. I think the data I showed yesterday with 5-fluorocarbazole and 5-fluorovamisole-based treatments, it's not delaying recurrence, it's actually preventing recurrence.
Right.
And it may well be that in an agent like bevacizumab, that instead of preventing recurrences, we delay a recurrence. And I think that question would then be maybe back to an ODAC-type body to say, okay, does preventing and delaying recurrences by 2 years make a difference to patients? As a cancer survivor myself, I would say I think that would be important.